One of the first things that we did when we were looking at the top terrace in the garden restoration, James asked Joe Gibbo and myself to go round and have a look through the thick undergrowth and see if there were any plants up there that we ought to actually save. And in among the hundreds of cherry laurel and other weed plants and trees, we actually found five things in about a 2-acre area. One of these was an enormous holm oak, which unfortunately blew down in a gale, but some of the ones which are still there is a lovely ginkgo and a monkey puzzle tree, which the previous head gardener, Robert, had planted. Also, we found a beautiful Ligustrum lucidum, which is a rarer type of privet, which flowers beautifully. A lovely huge beech tree. So as you can see, there was nothing small that had survived the years. Once the area had been cleared and people from the house and the garden and the cafe had all gone up there and planted little 8 to 12 inch tall birch and pine, there were 500 of each, which took quite a long time, James asked me, would I investigate and research and choose some winter flowering heathers, which we could put in a long swathe along the front, along the path. And also he wanted a view through from the top path by the shelter belt, and he wanted heathers there so that where the seat is at the top, you could sit and look across after they'd grown all the beautiful heathers and down towards the reservoir and Ashdown Forest beyond. So I chose a nursery which was up in Scotland, which had a particularly good selection. And the types we went for are Erica carnea and Erica crossdaliensis. Now these range in height from about 40 centimetres up to about 75 centimetres. So once they're mature, there'll be an undulating mass of pinks and whites and magentas. And we also chose some which had interesting foliage. One of them is called Bell's Extra Special, presumably in Scotland after the whiskey, which has beautiful whiskey-coloured leaves. Another one is called Golden Starlet, which has a lime green leaf, which should look particularly nice against all the other colours. So the plants arrived. I made an enormous space in the nursery. This huge lorry appeared, and we offloaded, I think it was about over 2,000 plants, which we put in the nursery, and they duly started to flower and looked absolutely beautiful. Then came the day when we were going to start planting the first lot of heathers, and the weather was absolutely appalling. It was pouring with rain, and the mud was clinging to our boots, but a valiant little troop of us went out and started to plant the ones on the area where you would look down towards the reservoir. As well as all the mud, there were some quite nasty weeds in there, which we also had to tackle two or three times. So we started to plant them. I think it took us probably about 5 or 6 sessions of planting them. And the weather did improve as we did them. And I'm happy to say that a couple of years later, this winter, they looked absolutely beautiful. And as you looked along, either from the brick walls or from the top summer house, you get this beautiful pink and white, and it'll just go on and get better from year to year. Not too many ears.